أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and this is the fifth of the Ya أيها الذين آمنوا. The ayah in itself is famous, especially during the time before and the initial days of the month of Ramadan, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses, and Allah says, O you who believe, fasting has been made incumbent compulsory upon you, as it was made incumbent compulsory upon those before you, so that you may acquire the quality of taqwa. The previous Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِصَاصِ, in that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discussed the very primary, and that was the preservation of physical life, the human body in itself. In this يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ, the discussion is the preservation of the spiritual self. In other words, the ruhani aspect of an individual, one's link with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You've brought Iman, now maintain and sustain that Iman with the various ibadat of deen. And from here we will see many ayat Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speak about the sawm, the fasting, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala goes into the discussion of Hajj, that these are those ibadat, these are those actions and those deeds that will preserve a person's iman. Now when we look at the literal meaning of the word sawm, siyam is the plural, sawm is the singular, it means al-imsaq, it means to abstain, it means to refrain. Very similar, like how when we had spoken about in as-sabr, sabr also meant to restrain, to refrain, to control oneself. And we find that sabr is found in fasting, and in the fasting itself, a person needs to make sabr, a person needs to refrain, a person needs to abstain. Here, however, we will find, different to the other parts of the Quran Sharif and the other a'mal of deen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, like how it was ordained, like how it was made incumbent on those before you. When we look at salat, we look at namaz. Namaz was also ordained. Namaz was also made compulsory on the people before us, the nations before us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't bring this address, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi has expressed that because of the difficulty a person goes through whilst fasting, that here it may be a bit shorter, in other countries longer, other times and other seasons, other parts of the year it becomes longer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show us that this was not a unique ibadat that Allah ta'ala had ordained only for the ummah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had ordained it right from the time of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. One great commentator of the Quran, Allama Idris Kandalvi rahimahumullah, has also written a tafsir and commentary of the Quran known as Ma'riful Quran. Over there Allama has written that from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam right up to the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, every Nabi was commanded to fast. The period of fasting may have differed. Some had a different number of days. During the day, the time of the day may have changed. Sometimes the mode of the fasting also may have changed. Like we found in the Bani Israel, to remain silent was also part of fasting, not to talk, etc. So we find that 3 days a month, that what we know as the Ayyamul Bidh, was compulsory upon Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Like the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the 13th, 14th and 15th of the Islamic month, when the moon is at its brightest, that is the sunnah days to fast. Like that, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was commanded to fast 3 days every month. Then we find a narration, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they narrate that 3 days fasting a month was compulsory from the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam right to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we will find particularly the fast of the Yahud, that we know it is famous and it is a reality that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had emancipated the Bani Israel from the clutches of Firaun at the hands of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had compelled them to fast on that day, which we know as Yomul Ashura, they call it Yom Kippur. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compelled them also to fast, and together with that, there were 4 other fasts that they had to keep compulsorily, which they had spoken about the sad days of their life. Then we will find in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the fast particularly of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa wa'adana Musa 30 layla. In those verses, in those ayat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to give Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the alwah, when Allah ta'ala intended to give him the tablets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then initially for a period of 30 days, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to fast and together with that remain in a state of i'tikaf. After the 30 days period, we find in one narration, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now was going to proceed to the appointed place, but then he sensed the odor of his mouth and he had broken a twig from a tree and he had made miswak, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Musa alayhi salam that do you not know that the odor of a fasting person is better than that of the musk of Jannah? And hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to fast for a further 10 days. Then we will find that it comes in the scriptures that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, before his nubuwat, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded also to fast for a period of 40 days. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, that O ummat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are not the only ummah that has been singled out for the fasting, but all the ummah before, all the umam before, all of them had to fast, they had to observe this ibadat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we find Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah had stated that many of the nations of the past, they had to fast for the full 30 days. And we found that some of these nations began to change the Shariat, like that of the Christians, that they would fast in the past, but however, they would not have fixed days to fast, and in that way, the fast began to dwindle, and they swayed away from the original Sharia, they swayed away from the original Deen, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next ayat says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, that these are fixed days, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed. Shah Waliullah Dehlavi rahmatullah alayhi has said that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said ayyamun ma'dudat, it shows that in the fixed fast, Allah ta'ala didn't give us options that fast, anyone can fast any 30 days of the year, or anyone can fast at any time of the year, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fixed it that at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, we will commence our fast, and then that fast will then come to an end at the end of Ramadan. This is the great wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it retains in the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.